Here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I'm with Stu Troop, who is with FMC. We're here at the, who has graciously sponsored our coverage here once again, which is part of, shows part of FMC's commitment to the cotton industry. Talk to me a little bit about that, Stu, about why the cotton industry is important to FMC.
We have a history in the cotton industry going back to the beginnings of our company, and in particular, dating back to the latter part of the 20th century with the line of insecticides that we acquired and then later discovered and developed some new chemistry. And we were able to come in cotton with a series of new brands as the boll weevil eradication program was implemented, gained traction, cotton acres increased, and right along with that, the pest infestation changed, and we just happened to have the right chemistry at the right time. Now, since that, and I'm referring to the 1970s and 80s, we've been able to bring some herbicide chemistry to the cotton market. Things have changed in cotton with the advent of resistant weed strains to the Roundup Ready trait, and we've been well-positioned with some of the products that have assisted growers in remaining competitive in spite of the spread of Palmer amaranth and some of these really difficult weed problems that they're facing today. So we're playing a role in weed pest management in cotton, and we're very excited about some of the chemistries that are still to come and new brands that we expect to introduce.
Well, of course, a couple of things that we talked about here were Display and Anthem, and I know you're really excited about both of those.
Well, that's right. We had a limited supply of Display for launch in 2012 that gave us an opportunity to sell and to put out demonstration trials across the entire cotton belt. And from this, we were able to learn better how to position it from the standpoint of, in addition to our data, what the grower is seeing. And we've been able to follow through a number of those uses, those actual on-farm uses, with information from the growers and their consultants, and in some cases, researchers. And we really have a product here that we think in Display is going to be very important in years to come in the cotton growers' pre-harvest boll opening and defoliation program.
Well, I know that you've been involved here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences for many, many years. How do you feel about the changes that are coming with Beltwide and the fact that probably next year we're not going to have this same kind of setup here for you to be able to interact with the growers? How do you feel about that?
The good thing about the changes being planned for the Beltwide is that the Cotton Council is looking forward, and they've assessed what the needs are, and needs are changing just as the industry is changing. And so the plan here is to be out front. The anchor to this is the technology exchange, and that's the part that's going to be maintained and expanded on in the future. And so I'm really optimistic towards that as you know, we look forward to the future of U.S. cotton.
All right. Well, Stu, how has the Beltwide been for you this year?
Well, it's been great attending the 2013 Beltwide in that I've had a chance to renew a lot of old acquaintances, to meet new people. We have these new products that we've launched and are planning to introduce to talk with our acquaintances and stakeholders about, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, we sincerely appreciate your sponsorship of us being here. We have it's been a thrill to be able to be a part of this for the last couple of years, thanks to your sponsorship, and we hope we're getting your message out to your customers out in the cotton world and the rest of the world.
Well, Cindy, thanks a lot, and we appreciate your being part of our team here, and I think overall, from our own perspective, we've done a lot of good, and it's been a successful Beltwide Cotton Conference.
All right. Thank you very much, Stu, here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences. And the FNC exhibit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.